About 50 of Nashville's most important players in housing development heard an urgent message last night. The city can't delay in creating more affordable units, but exactly how to do it could require compromise among developers, activists, and elected officials. The group must agree on a city policy before a January deadline. Metro hired Denver-based planning expert David Schwartz to study the affordability of housing in Nashville, and he came up with a cascade of statistics. Boil them down, and the city is as hot as any he's seen.
There are so many people who want to move here. It's placing a tremendous amount of pressure. It's really burdening the community. In some ways, the development community can't build units fast enough.
From that starting point, he explained home prices are rising much faster than incomes. In the next 3 months, Schwartz and the 50-member team will discuss how to respond. Technically, the Metro Council ordered them to hammer out the specifics of inclusionary zoning. That's a policy that forces developers to include some low-cost homes or apartments in every project. But in the first meeting, Schwartz was cautious.
No options are really off of the table at the moment. Inclusionary zoning is a solution, and there are other solutions.
He said there's no doubt Nashville has an affordability problem, but there could be pushback if the government adds a requirement on developers. A different option is offering them incentives, so he'll be studying that as well. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.